Good morning. It is 6:10.
And pause. So I was recording the video while also simultaneously recording audio on the Zoom. When I got done, the Zoom audio file was corrupted, so I was left with the audio only from the camera, which obviously sounds like trash. However, this only lasts for about 4 minutes-ish, and then the HVAC turns off and it goes back to normal. So I apologize. I'm sorry I don't have my shit together. I love you, bye.
It is November 6th today, and for this episode today, I don't have any notes, but listening back to my other podcasts, yes, I do listen to my own podcasts. One reason is to boost my own numbers because, you know, that's just how I am. And the other reason is because that I like to listen back to it to see how I can improve, obviously. And sound quality and stuff like that. So, but listening back to them, I was finding that most of the recent subscriber episodes have been pretty fucking depressing. Like, pretty depressing. And then judging based off the few messages that I've gotten about those podcasts, I was like, this is kind of depressing. So, like I said, I don't have any notes. And it is early and I'm tired. I've only had one cup of coffee. I want to talk about the things that I think are really going absolutely swimmingly. Hopefully bring a little levity to your life. If you are watching this on Spotify, yes, we are recording this video. Big shout out to Anchor/Spotify for allowing us to put up videos. I got introduced into their testing program or whatever, so they're allowing me to upload videos. If you look at the Joe Rogan podcast, obviously a huge fucking channel, you can see all of his videos streamed through Spotify, which I think is cool. And also, if you're saying, wow, Angel, that light looks really moody and terrific, well, that's thanks to you guys. I was able to buy a new light, and it's huge. It's like this big. So this guy won't be a one-take wonder, but I hope it'll be something close. And hopefully the post date is going to be today, because today's weekend. I am on call. I have the bat phone with me. Oops, I left the light on. So I'm down here in the basement. I woke up this morning around 5 with a baby kicking me, which has been pretty par for the course for the past 2 weeks or so. Normally the baby doesn't sleep in the bed, but he's been sick, Michelle's been sick, you can hear me. I am getting whatever they had. Not excited about that, but I've been taking some stuff to hopefully mitigate that. So, things that are going terrific. Things that I am thankful for, things that I am happy about, things that have made me smile. The first thing that comes to mind of things that make me smile is my friend, and now my HVAC turned off. Oh my god, I need to build one of these rooms in the basement into a studio. This is ridiculous. One of the things that made me smile recently was, if you don't know her, Kate Atkinson. She's been doing a lot of reels on Instagram, and she wears this hoodie that we did a pre-order for a while ago. And I've been finding whenever she puts my hoodie on, she has this like alter ego that says bad words. Like she does the lip syncing over the sound trends on TikTok or Reels or whatever. And most of those trends have bad words in them. So the character she plays of herself, that's like the nice side, is always wearing like regular clothes. But if it's, she's playing like the asshole part or the crazy part, you know, or the person who doesn't give a shit part, she's always wearing my hoodie, and every time she posts a video, it makes me fucking laugh. So, Kate, thank you for that. Man, this is a lot harder than I thought it would be without notes. And that wasn't supposed to be a funny, depressing joke. I just My brain's not fully awake right now. I probably should have done this in the afternoon. But if it was in the afternoon, you would have heard Grandma reading the TV captions out loud upstairs, and you would have heard my two boys running around and fucking each other up. Which is another hilarious thing. Great segue, Angel. Thank you. The boys are now 6 and 4, and they've gotten to the rough and rowdy state of being a small boy, and I think it's absolutely hilarious. Like, they'll just be sitting on the couch next to each other playing on their tablets or whatever, and then one will elbow the other one, and then they'll just start, like, doing that elbow thing, trying to get room, and then all of a sudden they're rolling on the floor, you know, punching each other in the ribs, and I think it's hilarious. We kind of let them go until it's either too loud or one of them starts crying. Inevitably, wow. I can't use big words this morning, so I'm going to stick to little words. Eventually, one of them starts crying, or they get too loud, and it's just disruptive, so we stop them. But I think that's been really funny. I enjoy watching them grow in their bond as brothers. We just finished another good thing that happened. We just finished painting and setting up their room. Like I talked about in the last podcast, they will be sharing a room for the foreseeable decade. And we got these, like, nice-ass bunk beds. And Luke, the little one, Shorty Big Head 2, refuses to sleep by himself. He had no problem sleeping by himself for the past 4 years. But now since they got the bunk beds, he always wants to sleep. We let him switch top or bottom. So sometimes Taylor will sleep on the top, sometimes he'll sleep on the bottom. But Luke will always want to go sleep with him, whether it's on the top or the bottom. So I think that's pretty funny. Kids are fucking wild, man. I am definitely getting sick, for sure. Thanks, stupid baby. Something else funny that happened at work that I think you guys will appreciate. So we got a new guy that started a new ISO, an information security officer. And he's into some nerdy stuff. The other guys I work with, the project manager, the network admin, and then the guy that was hired on alongside me to do my same position, they're all into, they're like quintessential IT people. Like, they're into WoW, and they have, like, their own home servers and, like, all this fucking nerdy shit. So we also have a contractor that came on who is, I want to say, early 40s, and he's, like, he's been IT since day one, and he is into some super nerdy shit. So they were all in our office, so we have, like, a half a floor, and we have, I think, 4 or 5 offices, and the one main office has the ISO, me, the project manager, the project admin, the network admin, and the other guy that's doing my position. So the contractor came into our office, and we have, like, a big open area in the center. So they're all congregated there, and they're talking about iterations of Windows OS after 95, and then they were trying to name them sequentially up until Windows 11. So they start going, and then they start fucking arguing, because I guess there's, like, sub things or point whatevers that came out of the operating systems, and I'm just sitting at my desk. My desk is, like, all the way in the back. You cannot see me standing in the center of the room because I have the big dividers. You gotta, like, walk all the way down the hallway and then turn to get to into my cubicle. So, but I can hear everything they're saying. So they're going on and on, and I wanted to go have a smoke anyway, so I'm getting up to leave, and I come around the corner of my cubicle and start walking into the center of the room, and I just go, "Do you guys smell that?" And they all stop, and they look at me, and they're just like, "What? No?" And I was like, "It smells like a bunch of fucking nerds in here." And then I just walked out and went to smoke. I thought it was hilarious. I think one or two of them laughed. They didn't think it was very funny. Lamb Chop thought it was funny, so that's my barometer of hilarity. But the job, for the most part, is going good. Last year, I did like 140 tickets, which is unheard of for me. I think the most I ever did was 70 in 1 month. And nobody else has touched that, which is great. I will tell you one, it's not sad, one thing that I'm wondering on how I'm going to proceed with is that my boss said, obviously we talked about the raise, but she said it would start on the 18th, which was 2 weeks ago. So this paycheck, I was like, yes, I'm going to get a little bit of extra. It's going to be awesome. I can start paying down some of my cards or, you know, buy some more video equipment. And it didn't show up. My hourly rate is still the same on this paycheck as it was on the last one. And I spoke with the employee who was fired right before my 6 month interview. And she was told that she was going to get a 2 weeks severance or a 1 month severance, whatever it was. So Thursday, she texted me. She's like, hey, is your deposit pending? And I was like, yeah, it is. And she's like, mine's not. And I was like, uh-oh. So she had to call payroll. Payroll said they hadn't gotten any notice to change anything. And then she had to call HR. And then HR had to call my boss, the one who fired this other person, and ask her what was up. Apparently she forgot to set up this 2 week severance for the person that she fucking fired. But my thinking is she just forgot to do it. She spreads herself way too thin. She's late to almost every single meeting. So I'm pretty confident she forgot. Also, there's 3 signed copies of this 6 month review that say my salary will be changed on October 18th, so I'm not worried about that. But now I'm stuck in the quandary of whether or not I want to ask her about it on Monday, or if I want to wait 2 months, which would be 4 paychecks, and have a nice little back pay extra check come in. Because I can obviously live and pay the bills that I need to pay the way it is now, like with the money that I have now. But it would be nice to get an extra back paycheck. That would be pretty cool. Plus, it would also reinforce how cool and chill I am at work. Like, I'm not that worried about a raise. It doesn't matter to me that much. I'll just wait too much and then casually bring it up. Hey, so my paycheck hasn't changed. Oh my God, Angel, I'm so sorry. You know, like that. But I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that. This is an opportunity to play chess with management, which I relish. I absolutely relish. But I don't know if I want to do it. So if you're listening or watching, shoot me a text. Let me know what you think I should do. Let me know what you would do. Then maybe we can discuss it on the next episode. So I don't have anything really planned for this weekend. I'm going to try and let Michelle get out of the house for a little while, since she's been sick and pathetic in a cute way. So I'm just going to try and bang out some episodes, film a video, hopefully not get any more sick. I need to sneeze so bad right now. I don't know if you can see on the video, but it's like right behind my eye, and I have to sneeze really, really bad. Okay, I think it went away. But my nose is constantly dripping, which is terrific. My nose only stopped dripping when I laid down in bed on my back. And then the second I woke up and sat up, it was just like, bleh. It was gross. And I just heard the outside HVAC unit kick on. So, indubitably, this one down here will kick on. So I'll have to do more sound editing. That's honestly the main reason why I want to build this studio down here. And I say studio, I just need to put up some fucking 2x4s and plywood. And, not plywood, I'm sorry, drywall. The main thing that's been stopping me from doing that is on this far wall on the other side of the stairs over here, the room we filmed the hot wing challenge in, is that there is 2x4s on two sides, like walled, and then the other two sides are just like concrete foundation walls. So I have to like put the base down and like do the thing where you put the thing into the concrete. I don't know how to do any of that. I don't have the tools to do any of that. So I'm stuck in this position of hiring a professional to do it, which I hear the average basement finish is like 20 or 30 grand, which is insane. I'm not saying that's not what it fucking costs. I'm saying 20, 30 grand, I could have like a nice truck. Like a nice truck for that much. I understand specialized skills cost money. I completely 100% understand that. I just can't. A, I can't imagine saving 20 or 30,000. Do you guys have 20 or $30,000 saved in your bank account? Like, are you actual adults? That's insane to me. When people say, "Yeah, I have like $60,000 in my savings account," like, who the fuck are you? Where did you come from? I've never had more than of my own shit. I think the most I ever had in my checking account was like 5 grand. And savings account, okay, what the fuck is that? What's the point of having a savings account? I get my direct deposit, it goes into my checking. If I can spend it, I wait till the next one. Like, since forever. I am not good with money. That's why I send Michelle money. She takes care of all the important things. I mean, if it came down to it, and I was single, yeah, I could get by. But I'm not. I was never really. This is gonna sound like an excuse. I was never really taught how to manage money. I was taught how to write a check. Nobody ever told me what a credit card was, or explained to me how they work, or the dangers of them, or any of that. So when I was 18 or 19, I was living with my dad. I would get these letters with credit cards in them, and I'd always throw them out. And then one day, I had no money, and I was like, "Huh, this is cool." So I signed up for it, and then I was like, "Oh wow, so I have like $300 that I can buy anything with?" And then I immediately bought like a $200 airsoft pistol. Great, super smart thing to do. No idea where that thing is. No, I do have that one. My dad found that in some old tote of mine. I do still have that. It's thrashed, but I still have it. But yeah, and then that just kicked off a cycle of absolutely not knowing what I'm doing with money. Defaulted on like 3 or 4 credit cards, a couple online, like PayPal or Amazon credits. So most of those are taken care of at this point. I don't know how this turned into a money episode. I have a credit card from 2010, I think, that I ran up to like $10,000, and I didn't default on it. The bank called me and was like, "Hey, I was paying the minimum every month and it just wasn't going anywhere." And they're like, "Hey, listen, we're turning this card off." And I was like, "What do you mean?" Because I would like pay down $200 and then spend $200. So it's just like sitting at the top of the credit limit, just going back and forth. And they're like, "Hey, this has been too high for too long. We're turning it off. We're not closing the account. You can still pay it, but you can't use it." So that's where I'm at with that. I think I'm at 6,000 now, between 6 or 7,000. So hopefully 2022 I can get some video jobs and like fucking pay that motherfucker down or off. I have one more PayPal business loan, which those are fantastic. If you're eligible for those, definitely highly recommend. They give you whatever amount you qualify for. You can pick the repayment rate from, I think, 10% of every sale to like 30% of every sale. So they give you the money, and the way you pay it back is when you receive a sale and PayPal says, hey, you got a sale, they immediately, the first thing they do is take off their 10% and then put it towards your repayment. So there's a couple terms involved with it, but I think I've borrowed with them, I think I borrowed $20,000 through this PayPal business loan. It's been absolutely terrific. What I normally do is get a loan at the beginning of the year to kind of help me through with buying product and inventory and stuff like that. And then as I go through the year, it's just paying off. So this last one has taken me extra long to pay off, obviously, because I haven't been doing anything or going anywhere or having any sort of merch sales. But we are doing hoodie pre-order right now. If you guys aren't, let me see, when am I going to close this one? I forgot already. Okay, so I think this one's going to end next week on the 12th. No, we'll probably end this the beginning of next week, so probably the 9th. Yeah, jump on that if you want to get it on that. Other happy things that have been going on. I got to see Lamb Chop last weekend, which was terrific. I haven't seen him in probably like a month or 2 months. Right before he went to Florida, I think. But it was good to see him and hang out. Obviously, we couldn't like drink or party or anything, because it was Sunday, but it was good to see his face, give him a hug, talk about, you know, just fucking life and shit. Love that dude. So yeah, this episode, I guess, was kind of just like, not an apology, but I kind of wanted to get us back on track on like good things. Because this subscriber podcast is 100% like an outlet for me to talk about stuff that I'm feeling or that I don't want to put, you know, out to the off-road podcast. I say off-road with quotations because it's, as I like to call, off-road adjacent. But after listening to the other episodes back, I just felt it was super depressing. So I wanted to do one that wasn't depressing. So I'm going to write down some notes. Hopefully have a phone call this weekend. I'll have another episode for you guys. But thank you. I love you. I hope you have an absolutely terrific weekend. If you're listening to this weekend in the garage while you're working, I hope you don't smash your fingers. And I hope that everything you try works. Have a great day, guys.